compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, good morning. Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for tuning in. My number is 888-914-9149. That's free for you to use at any point in the next 3 hours. I welcome your phone calls, especially if you have a question that might relate to apologetics or something like that. Be happy to take it. 888-914-9149. That line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance. Let's start off with Jorge, who's listening in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Hi, Jorge. Welcome.
Thank you, Patrick. Good morning.
You're welcome.
I'd like to, start off by thanking you for the work that you do as a disciple of our Lord. It's of tremendous help to all his followers throughout the country. So I pray for you and all of Relevant Radio every morning. And again, I'd just like to thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate that from all of us here at Relevant Radio.
Okay, thank you. So my question is, I was having a conversation with my son yesterday evening, and he asked me a question, which I know the answer to, but I couldn't quite give him enough explanation to. And his question was this, and then I'll kind of tell you real quickly what I described to him, how I explained it. He asked, in the scriptures, when our Lord threw out the money exchangers from the temple and drove them out, how that wasn't sinful. My explanation was along these lines. I was like, well, you know, our Lord is the unblemished lamb that our Heavenly Father provided. He's like us in all things except sin. So despite that event in his life, it doesn't mean it was sinful, but I just wanted to give him more of an explanation to it. So and I know you can help me with it. So when I have a conversation with him, I can explain it better to him.
Sure. I'll do my best. St. Thomas Aquinas, he discusses anger in the Summa Theologiae, and it's question 158. If you're interested, this is the second part of the second part of the Summa, question 158. And he takes up the question of anger. And one of the questions that he treats is whether or not you can be angry and do something out of anger and not commit a sin. And his answer to that is yes. In fact, it actually is an echo of what we read in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, where St. Paul says, be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. So there are different kinds of anger. And often I think maybe we tend to think of anger as something that's always bad. And it can be bad. It can be very destructive, of course, and it can get into things like revenge or murder, things of that nature. But anger in itself is not always bad. And what St. Thomas explains to us in this section of the Summa is that in order to be virtuous, we have to have at times a kind of anger against sin, against injustice, things that without anger rousing us to do something about it, we would never do anything about it. And bad things would happen, and we would just sort of sit back and let them happen. So I think that's the way I would approach it with your son, is to point out that Jesus was displaying a righteous anger, clearly not sinful, because what the people were doing by turning the temple into a marketplace, what they were doing was wrong. And so Jesus, in his indignation, his righteous anger, was correcting a problem. And he was right to do so. So I would say that would be an example of virtue, not of sin.
Okay.
Jesus wasn't even close to sin. He couldn't sin anyway, obviously. But this was a display of virtue, zeal for the truth, zeal for justice, zeal for defending the honor of the temple, that kind of thing. And that's what St. Thomas Aquinas makes the distinction with in that section of the Summa.
And what book was, I think that's great. That gives a much more full explanation to him, and it provides myself with a better understanding of that emotion of anger, how, you know, being angry isn't sinful in and of itself. So what book was that?
It's called the Summa Theologiae. Now that's just a Latin phrase. It means the sum of theology, or a summary of theology. It is, if it's online, I mean, you can get it online. Okay. In fact, if you want, I'll go find it for you. And then I'll post a link on Twitter. If you'd like to go there, you can then read it right on your computer or right on your phone if you want to. Would that satisfy?
Great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And keep in mind that the Summa, this is the translation into English, obviously. It's not easy reading. So when you read it, it's not going to, it'll take some effort to really think about what he's saying, but it's well worth the effort because he gives a very comprehensive answer. Now, let me explain to you the architecture of the way that St. Thomas wrote the Summa. What he does in the beginning is he sets up the strongest objections to his position that he can think of. So he anticipates all of the contradictory statements that might be made about what he's saying. And he lists all of them, even stronger maybe than the people who might have held them could have said them. So he puts all of the objections to his position first. And then he goes through one by one and he debunks each of the objections. And then he gives a kind of summary reason why the position that he's putting forward is correct. And he cites everybody from St. Augustine to Aristotle to St. Paul. So you'll see lots of references to different people. And he's like citing them as authorities to demonstrate what he's saying is true. So in this section on anger, here, I just pulled it up for you. So here are the points that he deals with. Is it lawful to be angry? Is anger a sin? Is anger a mortal sin? Is it the most grievous of sins? What is the species of anger? In other words, what kind of sin is it? Is anger a capital vice? What are the daughters of anger? Meaning, like, what are the other sins that anger can lead to when it is sinful? And does it have a contrary vice? Meaning that is there something that is there a form of anger that's a virtue, and also is there a form of anger that's a vice? So those are the different questions he undertakes to answer in this section. And if you're willing to put the work in, I think you'll find it very profitable.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's such a good strategy. Save the best for last, so to speak. In this instance, it's save the truth for last. Definitely worth willing to put the work in and would be more than happy to put the time in. But all these more deeper things of God, you have to be willing to put that work in because they're not easy to comprehend with our minds. So look forward to doing it, actually.
Yeah, good. Well, I hope you'll get a chance to go over to I'll have it on my Twitter feed, which is at Patrick Madrid. So probably at the break, I'll be able to post that link for you. So give me about 15 minutes or so, and I'll have it up there for you. And I think you'll find it very interesting. And who knows, maybe this will begin a lifelong interest in St. Thomas Aquinas. I would encourage you to read more deeply with St. Thomas.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, and God bless you, Patrick.
You got it, Jorge. Thank you. Next time I'm in Waukesha, let's grab a purpose-driven cup of coffee, or better yet, maybe a purpose-driven taco. Thanks for that.